I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
When you come to these two borders, you have to remember a couple of things. In Mexico, there is no welfare, there is no AFDC, there is no SSI, there is no Medicaid, there is no Social Security, there is no Medicare, and there's a 58-cent an hour minimum wage. Mexico does nothing to enforce its border. It is my view that if we are going to have a North American free trade agreement, that Mexico must do its share.
Uh-oh.
Because the day when America could be the welfare system for Mexico is gone. We simply can't afford it. And I think you've seen the figures to state and local governments of what the cost is. It's over $2 billion in California alone.
That is 1993. And that was former California Senator Dianne Feinstein, recognizing in 1993, we cannot be the money pot for everybody in the world. We cannot have all these illegals coming into our communities, sucking off the government teat, taking the money intended for you and your children, for their education, for their health, for your fire and police protection, and spreading it among all these illegals. That was 1993. Well, she did a turnaround, like so many on the left have done. Barack Obama was another one. Hillary Clinton was. Bill Clinton. We just can't have free immigration. We just can't have illegal immigration on a constant basis. If we're going to bring people in, we need to bring people in that are going to contribute. Unfortunately, the way we've been going under the Joe Biden time, thank God we're out from under it for right now, hopefully never to return. We let millions in, millions, and not just into California, all across the nation. Thank you, Joe Biden. I always want to thank him, but I don't really mean I want to thank him in an appreciative way. I want the blame on his shoulders. And every one of the leftists who bought into this scam, and of course, really bought into the scam if they got into Minnesota, New Jersey, Maine, Maryland, some other areas where they could steal money. We're going to talk about that again in more detail a little bit later in this hour. Talking about all the waste that's been taking place just inside the ag community. The ag secretary had made note, there's a lot of waste and fraud been going on here, and no one, and here's the key, it is a key on a constant basis. There is no accountability. None. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. January 21, 2026. And yes, I'm on fire. I'm on fire each and every day we bring you this program. And with Larry Connors USA, we're going to give you news, analysis, opinion, and education. And I'll remind you, if you missed the preceding hour, you missed a powerful hour talking about how you can possibly have any kind of peace in the Middle East, specifically regarding the Gaza Strip. And you missed the story behind the story. When a glider plane crashed at Lambert, killing 10, including the mayor of St. Louis. You missed it? Well, thank God you can go pull up a podcast. We put everything up as a podcast at Larry Connors USA Facebook, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA anywhere. And same thing for News Talk STL. Pull it up. Look for the podcast. We will be there for you. And reminding you, when we're on the air right now, you can watch the program. You can watch it. And I will promise you, this is not just simply watching paint dry, because I do get a little, over the top sometimes. And I don't try to hide my feelings. Somebody asked me again the other day, do you like TV or do you miss TV? Do you like radio better? And I said, what I really miss about TV is the money. But I wouldn't work in TV nowadays. They wouldn't have me because I would not go along with their get along, push, fake, false news, knowing you were doing it. No, I'm extremely happy to be part of the News Talk STL team. We have a great group of people here, and every show, different personalities, different takes. We're not all walking in lockstep on everything, but generally we are because, one, we recognize this country as the best in the world. Do you know any other country? Name me one. Name me one other country where everybody is trying to get in, legal or illegal. So Larry Connors USA, you will get news, analysis, commentary, and education. And speaking of education, someone that kind of came to the party lately, very late after she's out of office, but back in 1993, California Senator Dianne Feinstein was speaking the truth.
That's why the issue is now joined with 2 million illegal immigrants. It's a competition for space, whether the space is a job, the space is a home, a place in a classroom, it becomes a competition for space. This is a country that's based on immigration, and we all know that. And yet, at times, you become so overtaxed, you have to concentrate on saying, the people who should be here are those who come legally at this time. And we've got to, for the time being, enforce our borders.
She did add the phrase, for the time being. It wasn't long after that she decided, oh, we don't really need to enforce our borders. And California had a $2 billion deficit being spent on illegals at that point. They would love to go back to 93 and just have $2 billion. But the leftists got control of Dianne and the rest of them and yanked them down the path to self-destruction. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is issuing a warning that could be a good warning, but something that could happen with Iran. And if this happens, this could be not only for good for Iran and its people, but our nation and the world.
There is a very real possibility that in the next 6 months, the regimes in Iran, in Venezuela, and Cuba will all fall. There is a real possibility that Iran, Venezuela, and Cuba will all democratically elect new leaders, and instead of fomenting violence, fomenting attacks on America, instead of waging war on America, there is a real chance in the next 6 months that the people of those three countries will elect leaders who embrace freedom and free enterprise and who want to stand with America. And I got to say, if that happens, it is difficult to think of anything more consequential. You have to go back to the fall of the Berlin Wall and to America winning the Cold War without firing a shot to find a time as pivotal as where we are right now.
And that means we're on the cusp, but we're not there yet. Let me share an article written by an opinion piece that appeared in, let me double check the source. I always like to give you the source, and it looks like it got cut off here. I want to say this was the Israeli Times. I could be wrong. The opinion piece. I'm in Iran watching the protests and desperate for a change, but I don't believe the regime will fall. It is signed anonymous. He said, I wish I were wrong, but all I see is the paranoid state digging in. And he continues, Iran is caught in yet another round of widespread civil unrest. These lines are written amid an internet blackout. I don't even know if I'll be able to send this out. Ever since the 2009 post-election uprising, sporadic outbursts of public anger have become somewhat of the order of the day, but quickly silenced, briefly, for a while anyway, only to fester and uncork again on another occasion. And he does say the street protest is not the sole medium through which opposition has tried to convey its dissent. Iranians, he's writing, Iranians have tried everything, be it the very narrow funnel channel of elections between the limited choices offered by the state or social media, universities, public events, and here we are again, grappling with the feeling that for everything we're doing, there's nothing that we can do. And near the conclusion, he writes, this is another sorry episode for Iran. He said the streets are no longer the stage for protest. They are messy, bloody, apocalyptic. And he's talking about the young men and women and elders who have been in the streets trying to return the crown prince and go back to a time before 1979 when the mullahs took over. Cruz says we missed an opportunity. We missed an opportunity because of what the president we had in power at the time did.
The reason that President Trump ordered a B-2 attack on Iran's nuclear facilities is he made the right decision as commander-in-chief that if that theocratic dictator got nuclear weapons, the odds were unacceptable that he would use nuclear weapons to murder thousands or even millions of Americans. That was the single most important foreign policy decision the president has made this second term. And when it comes to the protest, I think what is most important is making clear that America is with the people. Contrast this to 2009. 2009, you had the so-called Green Revolution in Iran. The Iranian people were rising up there. But Barack Obama made a very different decision. He was a new president. He decided that America stands with the regime, stands with the Ayatollah, and they discouraged the protest, and we wasted that opportunity. Right now, the president has made clear, he made clear to the Ayatollah, if you are murdering the protesters, you will pay the price. He called on the Iranian people, make a list of everyone engaged in acts of violence. Look, that is powerful because it causes the IRGC members, the soldiers, to pause and think before they carry out those murders.
And the other part of this, which is a very big part, let me share this Associated Press article with you. This is more of your education for today. They point out that in recent days, Donald Trump apparently backing away from a military strike in Iran. He suggested that over the weekend, but I wouldn't trust him at that word. Meanwhile, a U.S. aircraft carrier days earlier had been in the South China Sea past Singapore overnight, putting it on a route that could take it to the Middle East. The issue concerned is nuclear material could fall into the wrong hands. Iran's highly enriched stockpile would be the most worrisome if in fact the current regime is overthrown, or in fact, if they maintain control. The agency said in a report last November, the Atomic Energy Agency, it has not been able to verify the status and location of this highly enriched uranium stockpile since June. That's something to keep you awake at night. In the meantime, President Trump went to the Davos Economic Summit. And of course, one of the issues, Greenland.
All the United States is asking for is a place called Greenland, where we already had it. as a trustee, but respectfully returned it back to Denmark not long ago after we defeated the Germans, the Japanese, the Italians, and others in World War II. We gave it back to them. We were a powerful force then, but we are a much more powerful force now. After I rebuilt the military in my first term and continue to do so today, we have a budget of $1.5 trillion. We're bringing back battleships.
Now, Trump does add, reference the battleships, and he's been quoted by numerous news agencies, CNBC being one of them, where they say he's calling for immediate negotiations on Greenland, but is ruling out using force. Some of his comments at the Davos Economic Summit. NBC News reports it this way. Trump gives speech from Davos, says he will not take Greenland by force. The New York Times approach on it. Some Republicans begin to echo Trump's case to acquire Greenland. I'd say there are several Republicans saying it'd be a good idea. Now, whether we acquire it, buy it, or lease a large part of it, those are a lot of factors above my pay grade, but it's worth considering. And Newsweek also finds Republicans on the other side. Republican rebukes Trump on Greenland. And also, why not? Because they always do anyway. It's part of their playbook. Throw in impeach. We might impeach him. This situation with Trump and the far left, some of you are certainly aware that Trump derangement syndrome is a real thing. I mean, we see it all the time. And anything they think he's tied to, it must be bad. If you got a $10,000 check from the president or from the government tomorrow because he made it possible with all the fraud we've extinguished to send it to true Americans, how many would stand out there and complain about it? They would. There are enough of them that would, unfortunately. But now dealing with these illegals in our nation, trying to round them up and deal with all the criminal elements at the same time dealing with those who want to fight to protect child abusers. What kind of person is that? Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Previously, I've told you about dustless blasting, a special service offered by Wellington Environmental. It could work for you and your place. Recently, a crew removed a driveway sealer that had failed. The owner wanted to go back to the original concrete so it could be properly sealed. Dustless blasting worked. That homeowner is happy. Now, sometimes surfaces need pressure washing instead of blasting. In fact, there was an exterior stone fireplace cleansed by pressure washing. And when it dried, all the dark stain was gone. That stone had its original appearance. Wellington is versatile with blasting. Dustless blasting or whatever you need. They will evaluate and make a decision. How do you get them to your door? Very easy. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental, making your world great. In fact, be safe, be well with Wellington Environmental. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Ever been in a wreck or felt as if you've been in a wreck? My advice, contact Dr. Bill Draghi, Esquire Sports Medicine. Yes, they can treat wreck victims, falls, other hazards of life, sports injuries. I go at least twice a month. That keeps the joints in line. Part of your spine get out of line, you start compensating, you're going to have additional pain. Don't be that guy. Visit Esquire Sports Medicine, Big Ben, just north of 40. EsquireSportsMedicine.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Not a yes, sir, not a follower. Fit the box, fit the mold, have a seat in the foyer. Take a number. I was lightning before the thunder.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
These five individuals were collectively on the run for over 35 years across multiple continents and multiple countries. Again, President Trump was given a sweeping mandate to return security to American neighborhoods and towns across this country. And this FBI led out on a mission to go out into the ends of the earth and capture five top 10 most wanted fugitives. And one of those folks is going to be coming right back to America just this week to face justice. And this can only happen when you have law enforcement first and you're letting good cops be cops. So let's put that into perspective. The Biden administration in its entirety in 4 years captured four top 10 fugitives. President Trump has delivered five in just 1 year. And I'm telling you, there's more coming very soon.
Very soon. That is Kash Patel, FBI director, talking about how we are getting more of these most wanted back into our country to stand trial. You know, those who are out there thinking, oh, I'm safe, I can get away with it. If they had paid any attention to Maduro being seized, that should have told them, my days are numbered. And it's nothing that Biden could not have done. He just didn't make it a priority. Because it would look like he's anti-brown people. I'm not anti-brown, anti-black, anti-white, not even anti-homosexual or even heterosexual or lesbian, whatever. I'm anti-criminal. And especially for many of them who have been preying upon our children. It continues to amaze me. And I thought I was at a point in my life that nothing would really amaze me anymore. But it does, that you've got all these idiots, including the idiot Don Lemon Fruitcake, out there complaining because we are rounding up illegals who have been charged and in some cases convicted of crimes. I would love, Don Lemon, I know you listen to the program. I know you do. I hear you do. You're going to deny it? Okay, you can deny it. But I dare you to come on this program and answer one simple question. And I'll just sit back and let you sputter around till you find some kind of answer that you think makes it real and solid. My question, well, I'll tell you my question. Now, normally when I do interviews, I never tell anyone the exact question. I'll give them generalities. But I'm not going to tell them exactly what I'm going to ask them. Don Lemon, I will give you an exact question. Here it is. Why do you like men and women and others who sexually prey upon our children? Name me that. Give me some answer. Now, they will deny it. They're going to deny and say, well, we're not. But you are. You're standing out there trying to block ICE agents as they're trying to carry out their job. And when they're trying to especially round up some that are not just suspected, but they've already been proven guilty. They've been proven guilty. They stand guilty of basically creating crime against children. And they're doing it. And they would continue doing it. I'm looking just here in Minnesota. And Minnesota has become a hotbed simply because of all the Somalian illegals and refugees and the crime. But that's not the only state it's happening. It is happening literally in every blue city and state. And they know that's where they can go to hide out because they're not likely to be picked up. But in Minnesota, ICE has arrested convicted killers, not someone charged, convicted killers, domestic abusers, and drunk drivers. Larry, I don't hear anything there about them abusing children. No, in that case, you don't. But we do know that they have been doing it. Some of these victims of these illegal alien crimes have been ignored by Minnesota Democrats while ICE officers are vandalized and villainized. These people will have a different set of standards than you and I do, and we know it. And in the meantime, in addition to what you were hearing Kash Patel saying, Attorney General Bondi.
Whether it's a public official, whether it's a law enforcement officer, no one is above the law in this state or in this country. And people will be held accountable. This state is a mess right now. We've seen the chaos. And it's constant. And our men and women in law enforcement deserve to be safe. And that's what we're going to do in Minnesota.
And they are. And they're doing that. And the illegals will continue to be arrested. If they are here illegally, they're going to be grabbed up. Now, maybe they're not doing anything wrong. I'll be the first to admit some of them are not necessarily doing anything wrong other than they entered the country illegally. But if they are basically cohabitating or working with those who have been convicted and need to be rounded up, they will be rounded up too. You need to find a better friend. And in fact, our Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche puts it this way.
Individuals that were arrested since yesterday. Keep in mind now, these individuals were walking the streets of Minneapolis with impunity as of yesterday. Hovai Kumaye, a criminal, illegal alien from Laos, a registered sex offender, convicted of sex offense against a child, including fondling and failure to register as a sex offender. Let's continue here. We've got Samuel Arevalo Hernandez, a criminal illegal alien from Guatemala, charged with rape and lewd or lascivious acts with a minor. This individual is walking the streets of Minneapolis with impunity just yesterday. We've got Annabelle Gomez, a criminal illegal alien from Honduras, previously arrested for criminal sexual conduct and domestic assault. Other convictions include disorderly conduct and driving under the influence of liquor. These are just three. These are the kinds of individuals this operation focuses on. This is exactly why Interior Enforcement exists, to remove dangerous illegal alien criminals from our communities.
Oh, I know. I can hear some out there now. Well, they were driving a little buzzed or drunk. What happens if they run over your child? You still have that same indifferent attitude? I do need to correct. That was not the Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. That was Gregory Bovino. He's Commander at Large for U.S. Customs and Border Protection Assets in Minneapolis. But again, Christy Noem says, we're going to get these felons off our streets.
One of the things we've asked Governor Walz for and Mayor Frey is to give us just the criminals you have in jail. They've released 490 murderers and rapists and drug traffickers onto their streets rather than just give them to us. So what we're doing is targeting those who have committed criminal acts. But if we show up and we're going after a TDA member in an apartment and they're in an apartment with 12 other people, we're going to ask those other people who they are, what their identity is, just like we would any other law enforcement operation. I think that's what people don't know, is that we're doing the same thing that law enforcement has done for years under this administration, the Biden administration, all of them. We haven't changed what we do in these types of situations. We ask everyone there who they are and why they're affiliated and surrounded by these criminals.
And the reason? Because you've allowed it. And to that extent, the Minnesota mayor, Jacob Frey, said, what I can say is in Minneapolis, we've had tens of thousands of people peacefully protesting. Yeah, you probably have. And he said, if the goal here is peace and order, there's a very easy antidote if ICE and the troops and everyone else would leave. You think? You think if they pull out and all your police forces go away, you think you would have peace? Oh, you probably would. You have your own secret detail. But if you're going to lay your hands, if you're going to lay your hands upon an ICE agent, Deputy Attorney General Blanche.
We said for the past 2 weeks that the federal government and this administration would not tolerate local officials doing what they were doing and have been doing, impeding federal officers and doing everything they could to encourage rioters to do what they had been doing, which is assaulting and getting in the way of federal officials. We said that we were investigating. I've seen the reports today. You know, I'm not going to comment on exactly what we're doing in this investigation, but this is exactly what we do when we investigate. We send grand jury subpoenas. We talk to witnesses to understand what's happening. And then that's what you see happening right now.
And what you're having happen right now is local police are not doing the job. That's why federal agents are needed. But if they left, you'd still have the issue. It would just be out of control, totally out of control. RFK Jr. has good news for you when it comes to drugs and drug prices.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Great news from my sponsor, Tom Shaw Realtors, proving if you want to buy, sell homes, farms, acreage, you want Tom Shaw. In 2025, selling more than 100 properties, $52 million in sales. ShawRealtors.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation, if they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. Renewal by Anderson asking, are you still battling cold drafts? Windows icing up again? Utility costs surging? You're worried about paying more every month? The truth is, you may already be paying for new windows and money lost to energy escaping your home. And here's the thing, you don't want to do this project twice. Renewal by Anderson spends every day replacing bad technology, poor installation of windows and doors that simply don't stand the test of time. But you can afford the best. America's most trusted window replacement company, Anderson. Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com. Learn about our December savings event right now. 877-WINDOWS, rbastl.com. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products, exceptional service. 2026, a great time to visit Lit Cigar Lounge. The Lit Cigar Facebook has numerous events from tastings to music. My main reason for going to Lit is always quality cigars, premium whiskeys. Odds are we'll see each other at Lit Cigar Lounge. A few doors down, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Get a pizza baked over coals. Excellent crust and flavor. Or choose one of the many great pasta dishes. You won't leave hungry. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta and Lit Cigar Lounge in the Chesterfield Valley.
This is News Talk STL.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
I think probably the hardest, the most difficult and challenging was the most favored nation, where we were able to reduce drug prices so that now America will be paying the lowest prices in the world. We were paying for the past 30 years 5, 10, 13 times more for the same drug made in the same factory in New Jersey as they were paying in London or Paris or Copenhagen. And President Trump has, that has irked him for many, many years. And he put a lot of pressure on myself and Dr. Oz to negotiate new agreements with the drug companies, but also the European nations, using the threat of tariffs, and to force the drug companies to lower the prices that they charge Americans. So now we will be paying the lowest prices in the world, in the developed world, for drugs. And that's going to have a dramatic effect on affordability in this country. It was a very complex negotiation, and I don't think that we could have done it under any other president than President Trump.
And why wasn't it? Why did it take this long to get this to happen? Because other presidents, and that includes Republicans, didn't have the cojones to stand up to the drug companies. And they relied on a lot of donations for their campaigns. And the same thing with representatives of Congress. Trump doesn't care. So let's make it better for the people. I want to share this information, and this is direct from the White House. You know, the White House delivers this stuff to me directly. You aware of that? Hey, Larry, you want to look at this? Yeah, I think I will. And I can share it. It's not classified. Well, let me put it this way. I'm not going to read the classified material. I'm going to do a lot of redacting. So here's my redaction. The less imbalanced consumers ride. That's all I can read. Okay. I'll do it again for you. As presented by the President and the Constitution, it is hereby ordered, Section 1, Purpose. The U.S. has less than 5% of the world's population. Let that sink in. We have less than 5% of the world's population, and yet we fund around 75% of global pharmaceutical profits. It's an egregious imbalance. It's orchestrated through a purposeful scheme in which drug manufacturers deeply discount their products to access the foreign markets, subsidize that increase by pushing the higher prices to you. This has been there all this time, and nothing was being done about it. Oh, we'd hear talk and blustering, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They didn't do a damn thing. They add in this release, Larry, tell them this. Okay, I will. The U.S. has for too long turned its back on Americans who unwittingly sponsor both the drug manufacturers and other countries. And these entities today rely on price markups for Americans and generous public subsidies for research and development through the National Institutes of Health. And it adds the abuse of Americans' generosity, who deserve low-cost pharmaceuticals on the same terms as other developed nations, must end. Americans will no longer be forced to pay almost three times more for the exact same medicine. Let me give you a little bit more detail on this thing. This most favored nation status on drug pricing means simply this. We, the U.S., will no longer pay more for a prescription drug than the lowest price paid in a group of other developed countries. Looking to reduce U.S. drug costs by linking them to cheaper international rates. Often through voluntary agreements with the manufacturers, they need to come up with these lower prices for programs like Medicaid, direct-to-consumer sales, ensuring that Americans are not going to be overcharged compared to those who live in Germany or the UK. And here's how it works, and this is their description, not from the White House, but another source. The core idea, if your drug costs you $100, but if you got it from another nation or you live there, you'd pay only $50. With the most favored nation status would be the U.S. price would drop to $50 or a similar rate for the same drug. In other words, you don't have to pay $100. You pay $50 or less. The leverage, of course, is to compel the foreign nations to pay more for innovative drugs, reducing the U.S. subsidy for global research and development and bring them down. And the key goal is, obviously, a lower U.S. price for prescription drugs for you and a fair cost sharing. Stop us, you, from subsidizing innovation for other countries. This is all good stuff. You can't find anything wrong with it except maybe it can go even deeper. But it is a start, and it has been on the board and on the table and in front of us for decades through numerous administrations. Those of you who don't like Trump, next time you're buying and having to pay for a prescription drug, keep in mind you're paying less than you would have paid. There's your cost of affordability issue. But too many people just want to look for the worst of the worst. Hey, if you want to pay more, go ahead. I don't care. I would rather not. I'm looking for a drug now and seeing, can I get it generic? Yeah. Well, what's the difference in cost? Well, the way the doc wrote the script, and the doctors are sometimes complicit in this because they hesitate to say they get kickbacks, but they get rewards and perks. I know I've met a few pharmaceutical reps and doctors who admit the same. Now, I'm not saying they're all with their hands out collecting money at your expense, but if a pharmaceutical company is trying to push its drug and they send out all these pads with their name on it for the doctor to use to write a script, who do you think they're going to put on it? The drug I'm after is going to cost me something like, and I'm blessed enough to say I could pay it, but why should I? It's something like $45 or the generic, the exact same drug, less than $4. Well, let me think about this. Let me do my ciphering here. Let me see if I pay $45 or I pay $4. Which one is not like the other? Which one is costing me more? Got it. Now I know. And so do you. And Trump has been battling court cases constantly on behalf of Americans, not just trying to protect himself against all the calls for impeachment and everything else that they keep throwing at him, but fighting and winning cases for you. Trump cases are they're just all over the place where he's had success.
I think we've had an unprecedented level of legal success. I think we had about over 20 Supreme Court victories last year. So I think President Trump might be one of the most legally victorious presidents ever, but if not, certainly in the last several decades. Last year, what we saw is that the American people elected President Trump to implement policies that we'd been begging for really for decades. And when President Trump got elected and implemented those policies, we saw an unprecedented wave of injunctions against President Trump and the administration trying to block him from implementing those policies. So left and right, every single day, we faced a new universal nationwide injunction, even binding parties that weren't part of the lawsuit. And so we went to the Supreme Court numerous times. And the Supreme Court thankfully stepped in and gave us major wins on key legal issues that the American people have been begging for.
That is New York Congresswoman, or was Congresswoman, I should say, Malantakis, Nicole Malantakis. We've had zero illegal crossings. Got rid of most of the gangs. We've had record-setting tax cuts, record-setting victories in court. That's all good. Find me something bad about it. It's only bad if you're one of the ones that they caught and put in jail. All right, let's change subject. I don't do sports, generally speaking. But a couple of things have come to mind lately that I just think, why? Why? I mean, well, I got several. Let me give you the first one. If you're looking to get a job as a coach at a football team, it would help to have a very good recommendation. And getting a recommendation from Trump pretty much seals the job. For instance, Harbaugh for the New York Giants.
Jackson Thompson, Fox News. Welcome.
Hey, Jackson.
Several days before you were hired, President Trump put out a post advocating for you to become the next head coach of the Giants. How does it feel knowing the President of the United States has endorsed you for the job you're about to undertake?
It feels really great, and I'll tell you, I also noticed on that post that he said, "And John, take the job." But it's cool, and it's sports. You know, it's sports.
It's sports. But if the President is recommending you, the Giant, and he's a good coach. I still don't understand why the Ravens cut him, because he's had a good winning record. They did not win to get in the playoffs, and it came down to the kicker that missed that three-pointer. A young man, a lot of pressure on his shoulders. And add this to it. I wonder how much it worries him. Not only did he not make the kick to help his team win, but his coach got fired because of it. Now, I can't say he got fired specifically for that. Harbaugh's had a good run. Maybe they just wanted a change. But he's going to come out ahead. He'll come out looking much better. But I've been thinking about that young kicker. I mean, the pressure. You know, John Madden, when he used to call football plays, he said, "You always see the kicker at the end of the bench. No one wants to talk to them, and he doesn't want to talk to anyone. He just sits there. In my head, all I need to do is go out there and hit a three-pointer. That's it. That's all I do. And if I have to tackle somebody that's trying to run it back. But generally, I don't have to do anything but kick the ball." I think John Madden was right. A lot of folks say, they don't get kickers. They don't understand the psyche. I was talking to a friend of mine, and his son was thinking about going out for football. He said, "But I don't know that he's got the strength and the ability and he can make the team." I said, "Can he kick?" He said, "What do you mean?" I said, "I know he plays soccer. Is he a pretty good kicker?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Have him go out on a walk-on to be a kicker. And if he makes a team, great. If he doesn't, nothing lost. If you become a kicker for a major team, you're going to get damn good money. And all your job is to go out and kick. There's a lot of pressure. You got to be able to carry it. And there are times you're going to miss. Even when you have repeatedly done it over and over and over again, you've been successful. There will come one day that you missed. It could be on the guy holding the ball for you, that he didn't have it turn right just in time. It could be you misgauged the wind. It could be your nerves got to you. It could be you just got frightened to death and you didn't even know what to do. But I told my son, I think your son should go out and try to do a walk-on for any team as a kicker. And if he can out-kick the competition, he might have a chance. And I said, and then if he gets with a pro team and makes some money, remember Larry Connors, USA. And I want a little vig. You know, I want a little something-something. And I'm not talking about just free tickets. As always, I appreciate you listening. We cover a variety of subjects on this program, and we're always looking for ways to keep you engaged. We change gears a lot, as you know. Some things we do repeat because they need to be repeated. Some things we do a deep dive on, and others, all I can do is just give you a slice off the top. And, of course, our new feature that appears every day in the 6 o'clock hour, the story behind the story. I've got another one coming tomorrow. You do not want to miss it. You don't want to miss any part of our program at any point. Tell your friends and families. Hell, tell your enemies. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.